We understand that many of you may have concerns about how this may impact South Carolinians. Based on what we see and know so far, the risk for the public remains low. Public health events like this one are not new to South Carolina. As a state, we have responded to the Zika, the N1H1, SCARS, and others, including the current flu season.